Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Ray and Josephine Cowdery have taken American and Canadian World War II veterans back to Western and Eastern Europe on several history tours. Hundreds of photos were captured during that time. They'll be part of a narrated slideshow this weekend to tell their story. Ray and Josephine join us now from the Black Hills Bureau in Rapid City. Ray, welcome to In the Moment.
Thank you.
Josephine, thanks for being here as well.
You're welcome.
All right. Tell me, did I say your last name right? Is it Cowdery?
Yes, it is.
All right. Tell me a little bit, Ray, let's start with you, and tell me a little bit about your military background.
I served in the Marine Corps. I was at Quantico. I went through the PLC program there. And it was really my father's military service in World War II as a combat medic in the Pacific that got me interested in military history.
PLC, Platoon Leaders Course?
Platoon Leaders Class, yes.
All right. And so did you grow up hearing stories of World War II from your father?
Always. My father was one of the first soldiers discharged from the 77th Infantry Division because of his time in the combat zone in the Pacific. And when he came home, he talked about little else for about 5 years. In a very formative part of my life, I was a little kid.
What kind of stories do you remember him telling you? Did he bring things back to sort of show you? Did he just sit and start reminiscing?
He had a box full of things that he showed to anybody that was interested. And in the years immediately following World War II, everybody in a small town like the one I grew up in was interested in where the men of that town had served and the women of that town. And so he showed the stuff over and over and talked about it at length. He was a medic, and I was always interested in the fact that he treated as many Japanese soldiers as American soldiers when time allowed. He treated Americans first and Japanese afterward.
Josephine, tell me about the presentation that you're giving for South Dakota Veterans Forum this weekend, then and now. Give us an idea of what people can expect.
While we did our World War II history tours in Europe, we took lots of photos, of course, and we matched these photos up with period photos from World War II, and the slideshow will be then and now, so old pictures and what the places look like currently, anywhere from Normandy, Battle of the Bulge area, Market Garden, Operation Area in Holland, Berlin, places where Hitler lived, where Hitler was born, where Americans crossed the Rhine River, infamous concentration camps, all places that we took our customers to for 17 years.
17 years. How did
yes.
this get started, Ray, where you first thought, you know, we can walk some of that same earth once again with people with us?
It was my fascination with history, and particularly military history, and the good luck of having a business. I was in the importing and exporting business that allowed me to have an office in London and another one in Vienna. And I went to all the places that I wanted to go to, connected with history from Roman times onward. And in 83, friends here in the United States asked me if I would take them there. And military history tours of Europe were not common in those days. We were among the very first in America to do that. And we put together a tour with the idea that it would be one tour for those people. But like everything else in life, it takes on a life of its own. And we had five tours the first year. And on the first of those tours, I met my wife, Josephine. Josephine was born in Holland of parents who had survived German occupation of Holland and had the same kind of fundamental interest in mid-20th century history that I did. And while I was thinking one tour, Josephine is a very detail-oriented person, and she decided that we should just keep doing it as long as there were people to do it. And over the years, we took hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people on dozens and dozens and dozens of tours because she's very good at organizing such things.
Josephine, do you remember stories growing up as well?
Yes. In my family, growing up, everything was referenced as this happened before the war, this happened during the war, this happened after the war. And my parents both had very different experiences during the war. My mother was an only child and survived the German occupation with her mother only, because her father was being treated for TB in Switzerland. And when the war started, my mother and her mother were unable to leave Holland, so they spent the next 5 years alone and survived. Mm. My father came from a large family in Amsterdam and had very different experiences. Aunts and uncles, grandmothers moved in to save food, heat, large family experience, difficult experience, very different from my mother's. But yes, lots of stories, and I was always interested in history in school, not necessarily only World War II history, but World War II history, certainly very interesting because in Europe so many things are left over from World War II, and the area is so small that you can see lots of it. And lucky when I was a kid, my parents dragged me and my brothers everywhere, and so I got a lot to see.
Ray, when World War II veterans take some of these tours with you, what sort of things do you hear them say? How are they affected?
They were an entirely different crowd, and looking back on it now, we were taking veterans who were in their 60s and some in their early 70s, so they were at the prime of their life, really. They were well off. Our tours were expensive because they were slow. We went right back to every foxhole. We had knowledge from the veterans themselves of where the units they had served in. For us as historians, it was easy to tell where they were. We knew where they were better than they did. And we would take them right back to where they were. And the comment we heard most frequently from veterans who were traveling with their wife is a comment from the wife: I've never heard any of this. My husband never spoke of this. Or in the case of women traveling who were in the service, and we had lots of combat nurses and other women, the same was true. They never spoke of it after the war. It wasn't common in those days. I'm talking about those days in the mid-80s.
When you said that, you know, take them, you knew where they were more than they did. I just got a chill from what that moment must have been like. Josephine, talk about that a little bit, when you would see that the recognition or the revelation sort of washed across someone's face as they realized where they actually were standing.
The interesting part was that every veteran reacted in a different way. Some got very quiet, some cried, some got very jolly and outgoing, and it was very interesting to see how people reacted to it. And for me, having grown up in Holland, where my parents were liberated by Canadian forces in 1945, and it being such a big part of their life, for me, you know, strange now, but Germany, since my parents were occupied by German forces, Germany was the enemy. And I remember a specific instance where we stopped the bus in a small town in Belgium or Luxembourg, and on the parking area, another bus stopped with German World War II veterans. And as a Dutch person, I thought, oh man, World War III is going to start here. And the veterans on our bus, the American veterans, had no problem dealing with the German veterans, and they exchanged handshakes and pats on the shoulders, and there was no animosity there whatsoever, which to me was, now looking back at it, I can understand it, but at the time it was very strange, and they were very interested in meeting people that they had fought against. And looking back and thinking about it, they were everybody was drafted. It's not like they had a choice, and it was the same for American veterans as it was for German veterans.
Ray, tell me about the power of talking about this. You know, you grew up with a father who had stories to tell and told these stories. You've watched over the years through your tours, and we just have about a minute left, but what do you think the role is of having these conversations, whether they be around your kitchen table or whether they be in Europe on a tour?
Oh, I think it's fundamental. People need to be honest about how they feel. The people that didn't talk to their spouse about their experiences were really liberated by talking about it on our tours. We gave them full access to the front of the bus. They could get up any time and on the microphone tell anybody anything they wanted. And it often took 7 or 8 days for them to work up the desire to do that. But once done, it made things far more interesting and people far happier.
My guests have been Ray and Josephine Cowdery. You can see their presentation Then and Now, World War II in Europe, at the South Dakota Veterans Forum Saturday, January 13th, just coming up, 9 a.m. Mountain Time at the South Dakota Air and Space Museum. Ray, Josephine, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you.
We really appreciate that.
Thank you, Laurie.